The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today.
Are you making the most of your KiwiSaver investment? Generate is an award-winning KiwiSaver provider with a track record of strong long-term performance. Making a smart decision now could add tens of thousands of dollars by the time you reach retirement. Book a no-obligation chat with a Generate KiwiSaver advisor today at generatekiwisaver.co.nz/getadvice. A copy of the product disclosure statement is available at generatekiwisaver.co.nz. The issuer of the scheme is Generate Investment Management Limited, and of course, past performance does not guarantee future returns.
You're with The Offspin on a very auspicious day, on a monumental day for this country, for sports fans everywhere.
My 36th birthday.
Well, that was actually what I was getting to. I was going to say, oh my God.
Keep going though, I like it better.
Okay, it's Simon's birthday today. It's Simon Day's birthday. Happy birthday, Simon.
Thank you. It was took years of planning with the ICC to coordinate my birthday with the first day of inaugural World Test Championship final.
But they came through in the end.
They did, but they weren't willing to schedule it in New Zealand. So we're having to go with the ugly time difference again. But you know, what's better than a bender on your birthday?
Yeah, and it will probably be that for you, because it doesn't look like we're going to get that much cricket tonight.
No, I'm going through all the different weather apps in the UK. BBC mm-hmm. and SouthamptonWeather.com mm-hmm. look all right. Mm-hmm. Apple Weather, don't look at Apple Weather.
Right.
But probably no play tomorrow.
I saw Craig McMillan tweeted a picture yesterday of the ground at Southampton, and there was sunshine in that picture. So it does go to show the sun does sometimes shine in that part of England, which is not necessarily a given. It's a very rainy, horrible country. So if that's anything to go by, perhaps there will be sunshine tonight. You know, maybe we can just ignore the weather forecast altogether.
And surely rain is forecast for large parts of England all the time anyway, just sometimes it never happens.
Yeah, there's a reason why everything in that country is so bleak, really. And anywho.
Seeing as it's my birthday and we're sponsored by the Beer Spot, I've got myself a Flagoon.
Oh, yeah.
From the Morningside outlet, one of five beer spots across the Greater Auckland area.
How many beers do they have on tap?
They've got more than 40 beers on tap. I'm having a Parrot Dog Bird's Eye Pale Ale today. Absolutely delicious. And it may only be 24 minutes past 11, but it's my birthday.
Yeah. No, you full permission. No problem from me. I'll be having one of those at a more reasonable hour tonight, I think.
Toast to me, or we won't
be
together.
Yeah, I think I will. I think I will, actually. I think, yeah.
And I'd also like you to toast to the fact that I have never seen more public debate around who should make up a Black Caps playing 11.
Especially when that debate is who should be left out. You know?
It's crazy. It's really cool. New Zealand cricket has truly passed the tipping point when the test team is getting this much attention.
Well, have you been following Gary Stead's comments this morning?
Only via the Lads Sports Jock WhatsApp.
That's how you get most of your sports news, I understand.
How I get all my news.
Yeah.
Climate change, politics, it's via Jocksapp.
Yeah. But the key point out of it is that he is he's basically saying that some great servant of New Zealand cricket will not be making the cut for this particular team. We don't know who it is because he hasn't released the team sheet yet. But I mean, there's a couple of candidates it could be.
So in great servants of New Zealand cricket. For sure, Kane Williamson, Ross Taylor.
Yeah, I reckon they're going to drop Kane Williamson, to be honest. No,
obviously not, but the question I'm going to is, Colin de Gronholm, a great servant of New Zealand cricket.
I mean, he's had, what, about 4 years, 5 years as a part of the regular starting team. He's definitely had some big bags of wickets and a few innings where he just unleashes and cuts loose.
25 tests? Not many people get to play 25 test matches for their country.
That does imply a sort of, sort of longevity that a lot of, you might characterise them as almost bits and pieces cricketers, don't necessarily get, but he's more than a bits and pieces cricketer, and he's a bit of a cult hero as well. So I think, if the description of someone missing out, and we don't know who that someone is, but if the description of them was a great servant of the New Zealand team, I think he fits that bill.
Does Kyle Jamieson fit that bill?
Not yet.
Yeah.
No.
So does Neil Wagner?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Does Ajaz Patel?
I'm going to say not yet. Not yet. I think, that's the thing with Patel and Jamieson. They probably will be at some stage in a couple of years' time. But I don't know what exactly the cutoff point is. But maybe a period of time in which their name is locked into the team sheet of a couple of years. And I think de Gronholm has managed that. Henry Nicholls is someone who's almost definitely playing. But he's managed that. Someone like BJ Watling, another one who is almost definitely playing. And I say that only because the Black Caps Twitter account put something out about his final test about 24 hours ago. So that would suggest that he's going to hold the spot ahead of Blundell. But yeah, I think de Gronholm is the unlucky one. But you could also even make that argument for Mitchell Santner. He's been a great servant of the team for a long time.
Yeah, he's not part of the conversation. He's already been left out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's very exciting, though. It's very exciting. Who would you... We talked about this last time. Has your team, in your mind, changed at all?
Nah. I think you always pick a spinner, and Wagner is going to be pretty devastating on this pitch, I'd imagine. And I think it's going to be one of those games with so much rain about, the pitch is going to mean that it's going to be a bit of a shootout no matter what. And having a deep batting lineup might not make too much of a difference if the top order don't make runs. So
until this morning, I was feeling really confident. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought the bookies had got it wrong. In my mind, we're already winning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I felt like we had a huge advantage over India in many different ways. We have had some extra playing time. We've played two tests in England. You know, we've got this depth like we've never had before. A really settled team. A couple of our best players are due, no matter how much I think that concept is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Then I saw the BCCI tweet the playing 11 for India, which, interesting
That's
move.
That's such a baller move, eh?
Oh, and it's
like
just
a whole day.
Such a strong team. So,
So it is, and it's not only a strong team, but it's also an attacking team as well. It's the sort of team that you play if you're going for a win, not just playing out for the draw. You know, they've got some seriously good attacking bowlers and some batsmen up the top who can really move it.
So Rohit Sharma and Shubman Gill opening the batting. Pujara, Kohli, Rahane, Pant, Jadeja, Ashwin, Sharma, Shami and Bumrah.
Mm.
Like that's a...
It's quite a good team, and it's their strongest possible team as well, I think. I mean, they had that series over in Australia recently where it was the second 11 being thrown out there. Maybe even the third 11, depending on how you slice it. But this is absolutely who they would... I would say this is the 11 they would pick for any test in any part of the world at this current moment.
But as a one-eyed Black Caps fan, I'm going to say the opening partnership are vulnerable.
Sharma's
never been a great test player. Gill is still finding his way in the team.
Absolutely.
I think... Pant is overrated and riding on the back of the Australian tour.
You're incredibly wrong.
He
there,
is
but go
a T20 player who's managed to blunder his way into fame after that.
Shit, this is going to come back to bite you so bad.
No, I don't believe in karma. I think Ishant Sharma and Mohammed Shami are old. They vibe Broad and Anderson to me. They are over the hill. And they only have six batsmen despite both Ravis being good at batting. Ravi, you didn't need no counterpoints, just get behind the black kids.
No.
Ravi Ashwin has four more hundreds than Tim Payne has.
Okay, counterpoints here. Ishant Sharma over the last 4 years has been godlike. He averages, I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but it's about 20 with the ball over the last 4 years. And England is absolutely his pocket. Ravi Jadeja.
He looks tired.
He looks great. Look at that hair. He looks great. Ravi Jadeja, I reckon, is the best all-round cricketer currently playing anywhere in the world. And no matter what the game situation is, there's a possibility of him doing something remarkable. It might even be in the field, but he is that sort of player who is just irrepressible, I think.
Great plan. We'll never forget the Tide one day at Eden Park.
Yeah. And I think Rishabh Pant is, if anything, probably underrated at this stage.
Overrated.
He could be on 100 before you know it. You know, you could drift off for a few minutes and he's scored 50 runs. I would say if the pitch is good for batting on, their openers could get off to a flyer, which could put New Zealand in a very defensive position. If it goes deep into day five, or possibly even day six, having two spinners is going to come into play in a big way. I just don't see it, sorry. And I have made a bet with a friend, Emil, who does the detail. I have said to him that if New Zealand does win, I will absolutely, I will say that he was right.
And you'll get a tattoo of the Clear logo.
I think that's your thing.
No, I'm definitely doing that. And we've got keep going, though.
And if I'm right and that India's going to win, because I definitely think that's going to happen, I'll give him and now you a lot of shit over being wrong.
Oh, it's not about being wrong. It's about being deeply passionate for your team that you've supported since you were 3 years old, and you desperately want to see win, and you think you can achieve that by like closing one eye and saying that Pant is overrated.
On that, I'm sorry, we have to take a short break there.
Kia ora, I'm Sophie.
I'm Simon.
And I'm Alice, and together we host the spin-off's food podcast, Dietary Requirements.
Join us each month as we explore a vast culinary landscape, from the gourmet,
ooh la la,
to your more hearty tucker.
Onion dip, anyone?
Everything's on the table in Dietary Requirements.
Subscribe wherever you listen to all your favourite podcasts.
May the gods hear me. May the cricketing gods hear me.
Yeah. Look, if there's one thing I'll say in mitigation for India's chances, it would be that Virat Kohli is not necessarily a big game player. I mean,
England very much.
He is
either,
without a doubt, a great batsman, but he is not necessarily someone that you turn to for a grand final, or for a
semi-final or a quarter-final.
A massive event like this. He's the sort of player who maybe is a bit of a flat-track bully.
Well, and also loves to get runs when it doesn't really matter.
And
not, I've seen him bat really well on difficult pitches.
Oh, great. Yeah. No, he's a phenomenal player, but I don't think he's a big game player in the way that it might be assumed that he is, because of his sort of persona and his the energy that he brings.
I love the concept of clutch. It's often used in basketball, and you have those people who you can trust with that last shot. Big shot Robert Horry.
Don't know him.
He was like a bit part player that would, in the playoffs, just hit the biggest shots. He did it for Houston, the Lakers, and San Antonio.
So he's basically the Mitchell Santner of the NBA. Because if you're talking about who the clutch player of the New Zealand summer, that was Mitchell Santner.
To me, the clutch player in the New Zealand team is Neil Wagner. You can see a test petering out towards a draw.
And then he...
And you give him the ball, and you're like, well, let's see what Wag can do, and boom, he just like grinds out three wickets and turns the test on its head.
Mm. So we should probably talk about
the bear spot.
Yeah,
five places, five sites across Auckland, pouring more than 40 beers. No, sorry, Alex.
Yeah. No, we love the bear spot. But I was going to say we should probably talk about how we're actually going to get through this game and how the podcasting side of it is going to work. And it's quite possible that if whole days get rained out, we won't bother doing an episode, so apologies in advance. But
we'd already half cancelled tomorrow's episode, and then on my birthday I was presented one of the great gifts.
I reckon a phone
call with New Zealand, former New Zealand test captain, former New Zealand ODI captain.
It might not come through.
Legend. It might not come through, but Brendan, if you're listening, I'm going to be calling you at 9:15 no matter what. Brendan McCullum is going to be joining the Offspin tomorrow. Close personal friend of mine as well. Played golf with me for my 30th birthday.
It's symmetry, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to welcome Brendan on to tomorrow's podcast.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't come, we're just never going to talk about it again.
Yeah. Okay, good. But you know, there might be episodes that we sort of cancel or can't quite do or whatever, but what we're going to try and do is watch basically the entire test and then record the next morning. So watching every night of this test is going to be painful, basically.
So Alex has interviewed a sleep consultant.
More of a researcher. She's a senior lecturer at the Massey University Sleep Wake Research Centre. So actually a real scientist. It's almost too highbrow to bring up on this particular podcast. But
we do high low culture. That's
we do actually. Yeah. Dr. Karen O'Keefe, and she had some sort of general advice for how one might get through this period. There's a full piece about it on thespinoff.co.nz if you want to read it. But one thing to keep in mind, if you're planning on napping, the shorter nap you have, the shorter the benefits that you get from it will be. So if you're just napping the lunch break or just napping the tea break, you're kind of only going to be good for about the next session.
That's really interesting because I like a power nap, and I try to keep mine to 10 minutes or less.
Right.
Because I find if I go, you know, even beyond 15 minutes, it's rather than being like a quick replenishment, it like knocks me around a bit.
You don't want to get too deep.
I can't get out of it, and I'm you know, a bit punch drunk.
Has your, you've got young boys, do you still sleep at night with the babies around, or are you up couple of times a night anyway?
So any newish parents listening, please stop listening, and if you continue to listen, I apologize in advance. I've been blessed to have really good sleepers.
Nice.
From about 5 months old, they slept through the night.
Wow.
And
it's unusual.
It's really unusual. I'm really lucky, and I feel incredibly blessed by that, because twins are a handful anyway. We have a little bit of extra energy because we get good sleep. But I will never forget those first 6 weeks, sort of 4 months, where you were incredibly sleep deprived. You were incredibly sort of stressed out doing this new, you know, the most important job of your life that you've had literally no training for, and trying to work it out on the fly while having 1 to 2 hours sleep a night. And you can see why sleep deprivation is a form of torture.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You become a different person. You're on edge. You're all strung out. Everything's funny. Everything's heartbreaking. You know, I remember in the hospital, going downstairs to get my wife and I some coffee. I literally hadn't slept for 3 days, and I was looking at some coverage of the Australian bushfires on Twitter. I just like started bawling. I was so emotional.
I mean, that was very affecting. Like, I can understand anyone, but standing
in the line
yeah.
to get some coffees and just sobbing. Yeah, I've got distracted, but
no. But I mean, I think the point you make about sleep deprivation being torture is a really good one. Except for the fact that we're doing this willingly. Well,
it's even greater torture, though, watching the Black Caps play yeah. test cricket has traditionally been a form of torture in
yes.
itself. Not so much these days, but you know, it could be a tough few days.
Yeah, it really could be. One other bit of advice, which I really want to get across for just sort of general public safety, if you're planning on doing this sort of odyssey along with us, by about day four, we really want you to stop operating heavy machinery, if possible. No driving cars. No truck driving. No doing the digger at work or anything like that. You won't be in a good fit state to do it. And the other thing about the cumulative sleep deprivation is that the expert Dr. Karen O'Keefe actually advised that by about day three or four, you stop being particularly articulate, you stop being able to communicate well, you know, your mouth and brain aren't really that connected up. So I'm really looking forward to the podcast episodes that we I think that's a good idea, good for our careers.
Great for content.
And good for, you know, general standing among the reasonable public.
Well, I really look forward to the bulletin on Monday.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I used to do a lot of writing in the middle of the night, and the spelling errors were they're quite bizarre. Whole entire words that were just wrong.
Yeah, no, there's going to be some deeply surreal newsletters next week. So if you're into that, now is the time to sign up.
Definitely. Really. Sign up to the bulletin. Like, share, and subscribe to the podcast. Pick up a flagoon from the beer spot.
Yeah.
Become a spin-off member.
Yep.
All the things.
Yep, all of that. We should go and get back to our last day of being competent at our real jobs for about a week. But we're very much looking forward to this. Thank you to the Black Caps for making this possible for us.
We have one really important thing to clarify.
Oh, go on. Yep.
On a draw or a, you know, largely rained out test where the inaugural World Test Championship is shared between India and New Zealand.
It is. It is.
Am I getting...
It's shared on a per capita basis. So the population of India means that they'll get to hold on to it for about 50 to 100 times as long as New Zealand will.
Does that mean our victory is 50 to 100 times more significant?
Yes, actually. Yeah.
Where I'm going, though, is do I still get a tattoo of the Clear logo?
I think no. Because I think we're in an era of New Zealand cricket now where this is not if they don't get an outright win in this game, this is not necessarily the end of this particular golden generation. There are still, you know, maybe it'll be a T20 World Cup, maybe it'll be an ODI World Cup, maybe it'll be the next Test Championship. I think you need to save something as significant and as personally personally important to you as the mid-90s era Clear logo. I think you need to save that for a real win.
Cool. I can support that. Although I desperately want to get the tattoo for
For
obvious
reasons. I realise that.
For
you're searching.
Cool. The official ruling has been made.
Thank you as well to Tina for sitting in on this. And we will join you tomorrow morning, hopefully with a very, very special guest.
Kia ora. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Simon.
Talofa Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off.
If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.